Mahmud's Diary, June 13, 1912, New York. In the morning and afternoon, several prominent ministers visited the master to invite him to their churches. They left happy and submissive after receiving the bounty of being in his presence and witnessing the effulgence of his countenance. After they left, the master spoke to the friends and newcomers about the power and majesty of the Blessed Beauty. With great power and dignity, he related the story of the last days of Abdul Hamid and the malicious accusations of the enemies and adversaries. In spite of all these persecutions and afflictions, the cause of God triumphed and the covenant of God gained influence. In fact, even members of the Commission of Inquiry, who every hour ordered a more severe persecution and spread a fresh calumny, and who had joined our enemies and adversaries at Akka with the aim of destroying and effacing us, were overtaken by the wrath of God while returning to Constantinople. Affairs changed. All the tyrants were debased. Some of the members of this very commission were killed or murdered, and some fled away. Finally, one of them went to the believers in Egypt and begged for minimum subsistence.